Hey guys, Tammy here with the Avondale Vineyard Christian Fellowship Church, and just wanted to kind of let you know that today's message or whatever is going to be a little bit different. This is not scripted, it's not pre-written. I just want to share my heart and also offer a couple announcements of things that are coming up for you guys to mark your calendars and be ready for. But still, I wanna pray with you. So let's just start there. Lord, thank you so much again for all that you're doing in our lives and your provision, for your constant care and love for us. Lord, thank you for our son, for your son Jesus Christ, our Savior. Lord, thank you. God, I just pray that you would use each one of us to advance your kingdom. You know, just to speak into the hearts and lives of the people around us. Lord, whatever is hindering us from drawing close to you and really just experiencing you in our day-to-day lives, I just come against that in the name of Jesus. And I ask, Lord, that you would remove it, you know, and we would just feel your presence deeper and stronger with every single day. Lord, I pray that you'd bring conviction on all of us, wherever there is sin in our lives, Lord. Give us the courage to repent and let go and truly follow you. Father, I pray that this message and all messages bring you glory and they're used to advance your kingdom for your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. So the first thing, I guess a couple announcements is we are, you know, starting back up as far as church goes, but we have sort of revamped how we do things. And not necessarily for the COVID. I mean, that was certainly the catalyst, the reason why we've chose to go in this new direction. But I think it's a good decision and one that we're probably going to keep for a while. We are going to on the first Sunday of every month, we will have a women's Bible study here at the church, and we'll discuss topics as they apply to women, mothers, grandmothers, you know, and we are asking this is 16 and older. And afterwards, you know, we'll Bible journal the topic for that evening, and all of the supplies, including the journal, is provided. So we don't want this to be a financial burden on anyone. And so that's the first Sunday of every month. And we actually just started it the 1st of June, so July will be our second meeting. But you're not too late. You can join in anytime. It's a lot of fun. And then the second Sunday of every month is the men's group, the men's Bible study, and Matt will be leading that one. And you'll actually be studying the same thing that the women's are studying, except it's going to be how it applies to men and fathers and husbands and, you know, in that area. And afterwards, he has you'll be tying flies for fishing, and I don't know what else. Maybe it'll be every week tying flies. I don't know. But the guys are going to do it with, you know, that on the second Sunday of every month, and the women are going to do our Bible journaling on the first Sunday of every month. Both of those meetings happen at 6 p.m. We try to keep them around 2 hours long. But for anyone who would like to stay a little longer, needs a little extra prayer, you know, whatever, you're more than welcome to stay. And then the third Sunday of every month, at least through September, is going to be a corporate church service. Now, unfortunately, we're not going to have children's church at this time just because of the social distancing and all that. But your kids are welcome. We're just asking that they stay with you. And bring lawn chairs, because this service is actually going to be held outside. Our indoor facility is actually too small to accommodate the 6-foot rule. So through September, weather permitting, we will be holding our services outside. And then after the service, though, we're asking, bring a picnic lunch for you and your family. It's not a potluck. It's just you and your family. And please stay afterwards for some extended worship. You can enjoy your picnic, you know, out on a blanket in the lawn chairs under, you know, the trees in the sun. You can, you know, the kids can play on the playground, and we just want to hang out with you. And there may or may not be crafts and games and horseshoes. But we just want to enjoy being together outside, and we would love for you to hang out with us. That service, that's the third Sunday of every month, that service will begin at 11 a.m. and it'll last until you're ready to go home. And that's just an all-day event, and we just want to hang out with you. Bring your own food, bring your own snacks. We cannot provide those. There will be bottled water, and maybe a couple free pre-packaged granola bars or something. But definitely bring your own stuff. Bring some lunch. Plan on staying and hanging out with us. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about today is also this message. How we're, you know, doing the sermons and stuff is, I am really struggling. I don't know why, but preaching for a microphone or it just, I don't know. I'm really having a difficult time doing this. So we're going to try something different. Starting next week, Megan and I, my daughter, we have always done, when I take her to school in the morning, she reads a devotional while I'm driving. And then we talk about it. We just have a conversation about whatever the topic is for that devotional. And we've actually decided that what we're going to do is we're going to do that. We're not going to speak to a microphone per se, but she's going to read the devotional. And again, it will not be scripted. It's just her and I chatting over the topic of that devotional. And we're just going to share. Her and I talk together. And just to let you know is we just want to be able to be honest. So there are times when her and I disagree on how we view those devotionals, and sometimes it can get a little heated, and it's okay. We want to process through that. We want to, you know, we grow together, we learn together, and we just want to be as real as we can be with you guys as her and I do our devotionals together. So once a week she's going to read it. I will have no idea what the topic is. I've given her permission to choose the topic, choose the devotional. And then she's going to read it, and then we'll talk about it, and we'll just see how that goes. So that'll start next Sunday. And then the opposite, every other Sunday, we're actually challenging my husband and my son, who at the time of this recording doesn't even know yet, but my son Eden, the two of them are going to do a father-son recording, the same thing. Eden will get to choose the devotional and the topic, and he'll read it, and then him and Matt will just get together and talk about it and have a conversation. So it'll be every other week. One week it'll be mother-daughter, the second week it'll be father-son, and we'll just keep going back and forth, and we just want to invite you to join us as we do Bible devotionals together. And we wanted to give you guys a little bit of insight into, you know, the mother-daughter relationship and how we process and work through those things, and then the father-son and how they process and work through those things. And I don't know, we just ask that God be glorified in it. So we're going to give it a try, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, then, you know, we'll figure it out. But anyway, so that's what you have to look forward to. But for today, for this week, and again, I don't have a pre-scripted message for you. I've been thinking a lot, and as you know, the past couple messages have really been in regards to the status of our society right now and the struggle that we're all in, and I just really want to encourage and help you guys, and it's something that's really definitely in the news a lot is the Black Lives Matter and movement, and I have to just confess that for a while I was actually, you know, one of the people who stood on the foundation that all lives matter. It's not just Black lives. And before you go pressing that off button, just hear me out for a second. And I was really coming from a place of equality, and, you know, and but my sister actually posted a thing on Facebook, and I read it, and it really stirred in me, and I wanted to share that with you. I don't remember what the whole post was, but they challenged people who thought the way I was thinking to go to Scripture, and the place in Scripture they led us was actually Luke 15, and it starts in verse 3, And it's just a couple verses. It says, "So Jesus told them this story. If a man had 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, because I found my lost sheep.'" You know, reading that passage, when she posted that, it really just pierced my heart. I thought, you know, Black Lives Matter saying that, getting behind that, believing in that, doesn't mean you don't matter if you're not black, you know, and it doesn't mean anyone not of the black ethnicity, it doesn't mean that you don't matter. It means people of color need our support. They need us to advocate for them. They need us to go and fight for them. They need us right now. So right now, yes, that one life, that, you know, that one sheep, you know, deserves all of our attention, deserves all of our love and our focus and our commitment to follow through. I can't get on board with the violence that's going on. I don't see the justification in that. But I certainly think there needs to be change. Absolutely. And I just apologize for how my heart was. It wasn't ever intended in offense. You know, I didn't realize until, you know, I was redirected to God's word. And then it just really became clear to me is, you know, there is a particular group of people within humanity who right now are hurting and oppressed. And they have been this way for many, many, way too many years. And it is time for us to go out and help them. Go out and seek whatever it is we can find to help them without violence, without hurting people. That's not what I'm advocating, you know, but I am advocating change. And I am going to say that as a pastor, as a mother, as a wife, I stand behind the Black Lives Matter movement because they do. I do not stand behind the violence. I do not stand behind the looting. I do believe that change needs to take place. I believe as Christians, we need to be part of the change. We need to be part of the solution, not the problem. I understand being angry. I have felt that. I understand being, you know, offended at some of the remarks people make and when they talk about this and how callous and hateful people can be. It just, I just want to punch them, to be really honest. And I know, you know, those are not very Christian of you. Just leave your comments yourself. But, you know, I'm just telling you, just trying to be real. Like, I know that feeling. And I know what it means to be afraid to speak out because you don't want to offend someone. You don't want to make someone mad. But, you know, I'm just saying that God's word is telling us that if one needs us, then we do go after them. And it doesn't say here that he said there's 100 sheep. He didn't say, you know, gather all 100 and let's go hunt for this one. Not that you couldn't do that, but it doesn't say that in scripture. It just says that if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness to go search for the one? So with reckless abandonment, God focuses on the need. And it makes me pause to ask myself, isn't that what we should be doing? With reckless abandonment, this isn't about me and my rights and what matters for me. This is about people who have been trampled on, stomped on, simply because of the color of their skin. How freaking ridiculous you gotta get. Come on. I didn't say God, I said God. You know, I am so I don't have any words, none that would glorify God anyway. I am imploring you to consider your view as it applies in Scripture. I'm imploring you to truly find out how you can help a brother and sister in need without putting yourself first, but doing like Jesus did. He was our example. I mean, when you think about him going to the cross, he put our needs above his own. He put our safety above his own. When are we going to start doing the same thing? When are we going to start putting other people's needs ahead of our own? Lord, would you help us? Would you help us in this time to walk this out in a way that brings you honor and brings you glory? Lord, help us to see where you want to use us so that we can be instruments to advance your kingdom into the communities, into the friendships and the relationships around us, Lord. Use us, Father. Help us to see wherever there is sin in our life and give us the courage, Father, to genuinely repent, to turn from those sins. Father, fill us with passion to wake up and get off our couches and out of our computers and be a part of something bigger than us. Help us to let go of our pride and our desire to be respected and needed and valued, but to put others first, Lord. Help us to be genuine in pursuing the call that you have on our lives, whatever that is. Father, forgive us wherever there is sin. Help us to see it so that we can turn from it. And may your kingdom be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you guys, wherever you are, whatever it is you're doing. I'd love to hear from you. I can't wait to start seeing you again. I'm looking forward to our group church service. And just once again, remember that, you know, the first Sunday at 6 p.m. is women's here at the church. The second Sunday is men's. 6 p.m. led by Matt here at the church, and the third Sunday is a corporate worship service, all-day event starting at 11 a.m. the third Sunday of every month, and that'll continue through September. I love you guys. I'm praying for you. Please be praying for me, and until next time, bye.